All right, good morning, everyone. My name is Sharon Tomei. I just graduated from Saugus High School. Here's my message. I think we can all agree that on a daily basis, we question God's plan for us. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." We constantly ask the question, why do bad things happen to good people? We have all had a great deal of experiences with this context, but I would like to take some time to share some of my story. I've endured quite the high school experience the past 4 years at Saugus High School. We will start with my first year. My freshman year, I tried out for the freshman volleyball team and made it without ever having picked up a volleyball before. This was God's first sign to me that this would become a new passion of mine and it would allow me to demonstrate my talents in the future. This same year, I made the junior varsity softball team and had my most successful season as a Centurion, with 9 home runs and a batting average of about 600. I moved on to sophomore year and made the junior varsity volleyball team and promoted up to varsity softball. Things just seemed to fall into place my first 2 years of high school, but oh boy, did that change quickly. Going into my junior year, we started off strong with being a dual varsity athlete, a new driver on the road, and became more independent. Just in time to ruin the fun, wildfires came to Santa Clarita, shutting down our school, soon closing down roads to even get to and from my house. After this stressful time, my grandfather passed away after a long battle of cancer, with cancer. A month later, tragedy hits our school. A student brought a gun and 6 bullets to school. If you're not familiar with the event, he took the lives of 2 young students, injured 3 more, and then finished with taking his own life. These 16 seconds changed the lives of our entire community at once. After this, we returned to school 3 weeks later, and about 3 months after that, school, along with life, was shut down due to COVID. So we go back to the question, why do bad things happen to good people, and how is this supposed to be a beneficial factor in my journey of a prosperous life? As we have all learned in our time of embracing the Bible and examining every word, we realize that God sticks these treacherous times in our lives so that it makes us stronger, so we're able to endure many more roadblocks in our lifetime. In my situation, I believe all these events were thrown in my life at once so that I can share my story, so that I'm able to reflect with others what the world is capable of. It is up to us as individuals to come to the realization that we need to turn to God in those times of uncertainty. We look to God during those times of hurt to ask him why, but he smiles because he knows that we have nothing to worry about and the path is already drawn out for us. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kyle Johnson, and I'm a recent graduate of Vasquez High School. I was asked to talk about verse 29:11 from the book of Jeremiah and what it means to me. A question I find myself asking sometimes is, God, are these really the plans you have for my life? I know God already has my life planned out, but there are times it seems that he is setting me up to fail. The verse from Jeremiah represents to me how God has a whole plan set out for you, and that the future will hold something that is full of happiness and hope. Well, based on more than a few incidents over the last few years, he has made it difficult for me to always feel that happiness and hope are out there. First, there was the pandemic. Everyone knows that. It is hard to find the positive in losing the end of my junior year of high school and almost my entire senior year to a silly virus. Then, add to that the missing out of what had been a very promising start to my baseball season last year just to have the majority of our season canceled. In just a matter of hours, I had lost 2 huge aspects of my life, school and sports. Sorry about that. So, my regular daily regimen of going to school and practicing baseball is gone. Now my days were filled with online classes and no outlet to play sports, and there was no end in sight. What kind of plan is this, God? I would ask myself daily. Restaurants, schools, churches, and sports were all shut down, and majority of my time was spent inside my house. Again, I questioned what God was doing and why he would allow for all these things to happen. After a year of what seemed like I was doing nothing productive, we were able to get back to a sense of normalcy. School opened back up, even if it was only for a short time, and sports began to resume. I was able to play baseball again, and my senior season was on the horizon. Then another setback hit. A month before the baseball season started, I was diagnosed with tendonitis in my pitching arm. I had to sit out for a month, and I couldn't throw a single baseball for that entire time. Thankfully, after many trips to the doctor's office and physical therapy appointments, I was able to get back on the field and was able to game that I grew up able to play the game that I grew up loving. The point of that story was to share that, yes, that honestly, as hard as it is to say, I sometimes doubted the Lord and what he had in store for me. I believed that nothing would work out the way I'd wanted it to, and I couldn't understand why God would make it that way. I often asked myself, why me? But then I found myself praying. I prayed a lot. I let my arm rest, and I let it heal, and I was able to play baseball with the friends I had played with for the last 12 years of my life for one final season. I relate even more to Jeremiah 29:11 now, because I have witnessed what it means in its complete sense. After high school, I plan on going to California Lutheran University to play baseball, which was something that had seemed out of reach for me when my arm had begun to hurt. I had fought so hard to be able to play past high school, and I felt that dream fading away with every single hardship that I had faced. Although things didn't work out entirely how I expected it to, like losing my promising junior year of baseball and almost my entire senior year, causing me to lose a lot of opportunities and chances to showcase my baseball ability, I believe God had done what was best for me and has ultimately given me the opportunity to further play the game that I love. As it says in the verse, he plans to give me a hope and a future, and I'm finally able to see that. As he promised, he has given me the happiness and the hope that he had talked about. I believe that God's plan for me through COVID was to have me come to the realization that time with friends and family is valuable. The past year has separated the importance between schoolwork and relationships and has shown me that academics, although very important, should not always be the main priority and instead should be second to the moment shared between those around me. COVID was not exceptional, to say the least, but the time that it allowed me to spend with my family taught me that having memories is more important than getting a good grade on some silly math assignment. Jeremiah 29:11 has taught me that through all the bad things I will face, the end result will be good, as God has promised. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Amy Johnson, and I'm one of the high school graduates this year from the Vasquez class of 2021. When you were all my age and just graduating high school, what were your plans for the future? You might have had a lot, and those plans might not have all worked out like you had expected. However, all the changes and turns in our lives have led us right here, not only all of us together in this room, but with the Lord as well. Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Everything the Lord does is leading us into the future he has planned. When we go through hardships, we often question why he would cause such pain for us. People want to stop putting their faith in him because why would it be worth it if he is only supposed to do good? But he knows why it's worth it, and it all has to do with the plans he has for us. God promises us that the situation we might be in right now is just a milestone for the things he has in store for us. While I've spent the past 18 years in this church with you all, the Lord now has new plans for me. I'll be attending the University of Idaho in Moscow, Idaho this fall. New state, new school, new friends, and a new chapter in my life are all a part of my future. While I'm very nervous for something new, I know this is all a part of God's plan for me. Before the pandemic, I worked in the nursery here at church. I loved helping out with the kids and watching them grow and getting to know their families. However, I was so upset that it ended so abruptly and under such awful circumstances. I had already fallen in love with the idea of working with kids. Therefore, that experience carried on and is one of the reasons I had decided to major in elementary education at the U of I. If you had asked me a few months ago what I wanted to go into, I would have told you I have absolutely no idea. God works in funny ways like that, because one day his plan just seems to come together and make sense. Being a triplet and part of such a close family, I've never been alone. Going off to college next year is scary for me, because I know I have to become fully independent. I love the idea of being able to put my faith in God's hands, and while I might be in a new place on my own, He is always with me. I know my future is going to be good because I put my trust in God, and just like Jeremiah 29:11 says, His plans are to prosper me and give me a good life. I have to be open to it and trust in Him, just as I have been taught by the amazing leaders in this church. I have seen so many of my friends and family, not only from church, but at home as well, make a great life for themselves, and I am grateful for the opportunity to begin my new journey of doing the same thing. God put me here with you all, and this is all a part of His plan for me. Thank you for helping me grow up here the past 18 years and learn more about God. You all will always hold such a special place in my heart. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Van Johnson, and I am a 2021 graduate from Vasquez High School. Bryce gave us the task of explaining our interpretation of Jeremiah 29:11, which states, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm, plans to give you hope and a future." During my junior year of high school, when COVID did not exist, life was going really good for me. I was just starting to figure out what I wanted to do after high school and what I wanted my career to be. We were towards the end of our soccer season, and we were doing really well, and I was really happy. Our baseball team was also just getting started, and we had hopes that we were going to have a really good season. Then, unfortunately and completely unexpectedly, everything stopped. Soccer ended, and we didn't even get a proper end-of-the-season banquet when awards are given and accomplishments are celebrated. Hopes for a successful baseball season ended before it even got started. When COVID hit, it put a huge dent in my life and caused me to shut down. I became uninterested in schoolwork and started to have more missing assignments in each of my classes. This was unusual for me as I've always enjoyed school and was a scholar athlete each semester since I can remember. During summer, I was expecting COVID to be over by the time school started again and that I would have a normal senior year of high school. This, however, did not happen, and my senior year was affected in even more ways. My senior year, the year I had looked forward to for so many years. No first day of senior year, no senior sunrise, no senior pranks, no soccer season, no nothing. Perhaps the biggest way COVID affected me was with sports. It was my last year of soccer for high school, and I was looking forward to being captain of the team. I had hoped to have a regular successful season, but that did not happen. The season was affected tremendously, but with lots of prayers and the Lord's help, we were able to play some games and also win our first place in the league. Shortly after the season ended, as in years past, I went right into baseball. Even though games were starting soon and I had little to no practice, I was hopeful we would do well. With everything going on, I still had hope that our season would be great. At the time, I did not feel as close to God as I normally feel, and I realized that later than I should have. I often thought to myself, what kind of plan is this that God has created? Why is this happening? This was supposed to be the best year in high school. Towards the end of our baseball season, we were doing better than we thought we would, having only lost 2 games. Our first major accomplishment as a team was earning first place in our league, which was a tough thing to do being from a small school. We were now going into CIF playoffs, and we knew it was going to be tough, but we still hoped for the best. Unlike previous seasons and teams, we won the first 2 rounds of playoffs, and we were very thrilled. This was the first time in 13 years that our baseball team had gone so far in CIF. We knew our next game would be very hard, and we did not have our hopes up. Sure enough, we lost that next game, and our season in high school sports had ended, and it was sad. But we had done something that the baseball program had not done in 13 years. I believe that the Lord put us through such hard times in our lives to teach us and to prepare us for the future. For example, when everything was shutting down and people were losing jobs, my brother, Kyle, and I found one. We took over a friend's landscaping company and started saving money. As for the future, I may not know what it holds, but I believe the Lord will continue to provide me with what is necessary, even if I don't understand the way He makes it happen at the time. I want to thank you all for everything you have done to help me get closer to the Lord and to get through some of my most difficult times in my life. This church is like family to me, and I have so many memories here. I look forward to my future because I know with your support and God's love, I can get through even the most difficult times. As long as I remember, He has a plan for me and He will see me through it. Thank you.